Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, weeks ago, we lined up a lot of special guests for today. We lined up Larry Pratt last week to talk about if Bush was going to sign the massive Veterans Disarmament Bill, huge federal expansion, total nightmare. We've had to cancel Pratt. We're going to reschedule him to tomorrow. I haven't had him on in about a year. His analysis has been spot on. That's who we have back, is people that actually make predictions that come true, people who have track records. He's made the government very mad. He's Bob Chapman. We've been interviewing him off and on for 10 years. But he's going to be with us for this hour, and we're going to have open phones on Ron Paul, on the economy. It all ties together. Gold hit 900 smackers today, and then they called it and then went way down to 891. Of course, but you watch the trend, it's going straight up. It's Valhalla now. And what this means for the economy, because even though we've got election fraud in New Hampshire, let me just recap the analysis there. It's at prisonplanet.com. We're also coming up in about 20 minutes after Bob Chapman comments on that in the economy with Bob Chapman. I'm going to take your calls on two issues, the economy and Ron Paul and election fraud. That's it. That's that. That is what I'm going to hang up on you, because we don't normally screen calls. We're not screening your calls. But because this is so serious, we're covering election fraud, and we're covering the economy. You can also talk about Iran and the new Gulf of Tonkin documents and how they're trying to rig that. I mean, it all ties together. Bob's very well versed and just on many, many issues. Worked, of course, in military intelligence and then in a lot of other places, and was at the highest levels of a lot of different stocks and bonds and gold. And he can tell you what's happening with the P.E. ratios and what's happening with the derivatives and what's happening with states being told their investments are gone. They weren't AAA. They were actually double junk. Just absolute crap. This is Armageddon financially we're talking about. So I'm not canceling Bob because his info is on par or even trumps the Ron Paul situation. Ugh, it is unbelievable. Here's a recap. This happens everywhere with Diebold and everywhere with their subsidiaries. The number two guy at the company is a convicted narcotics trafficker. We already knew that. He'd had his record sealed. We were able to get it from sources. Beth Harris has already had run-ins with him. He's got restraining orders against him for threatening people. These are very serious people we're going up against. We broke it here yesterday without the name. Now we're telling you it all. Name, names, documents, all up on prisonplanet.com right now. We're going head up against him. We know that in Sutton and Greenville, they showed he got zero votes. They showed it a bunch of other places. Now it turns out people are going in and saying, hey, I voted. And they're going, okay, there was some votes for him, but just don't worry about it. We accidentally took all the votes and then zeroed it out and said zero on the report. That is a complete scam. Also, you have Obama and on the Democratic ticket, Paul on the Republican ticket, both showing in the polls that Obama was going to win by 15 to 20 points, depending on the poll. The spread's about 16 if you average the different polls. Paul was showing between 14 and 16. In the areas where it was hand-counted, where they didn't zero him out, he did get 15 on average. That's the average, 15.1. Polls are accurate, generally. He only got, though, 8 statewide by the end of it. Total cheating going on those machines. Okay, so that's going on. You've also just got a bunch of other evidence coming in. It is wall-to-wall insanity. We've got this other guy caught before running around illegally with new cards in the middle of live elections. They run 5 states as a subdirectorate, a dealer of Diebold. It's just, again, all over the country, California, you name it, hundreds of times. They're always, I'm going to ask Bob Chapman why, they're always convicted, generally cocaine dealers. We don't know yet. It says narcotics trafficking. He's convicted of that. We don't know. Most of it's blacked out. But why are they always either CIA, NSA, or drug dealers, or convicted high-level computer crimes experts? A lot of times the whole company is. It's nothing but spooks, drug dealers, hardcore people. It's just, here it is. This is who runs our country now. Bob Chapman on the other side. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live. Diebold voting machine contractor executive has criminal background. Company responsible for machines throughout New Hampshire, directed by convicted drug dealer. The sale of CND, controlled narcotics. Sale of controlled narcotic drugs, and sentenced to 12 months in Rockingham County Correctional Facility, fined $2,000, and it just goes on. We have a copy of the criminal record, and it's always popping up. On the economic front, UN says prepare for flu pandemic and economic hit. Yeah, prepare for them to release it. Recession or depression. See, first we weren't in a recession. Now they're saying, is it a recession or the beginning of a depression? And when the mainstream pundits start doing that, they're trying to pull the plug. You know, they've been trying to boost it, but certain sectors want to have an implosion. Some of them are saying that they want to have a controlled one now instead of an even bigger one. We'll hear from Bob Chapman when he thinks about that. Also, gold got right up to $900 to drop back down to $891, if you can call that dropping back down. That's just some of what's coming up. Continual coverage of ongoing massive election fraud in New Hampshire. Don't forget, it's not just towns that voted zero for Paul, not just one, but multiple now coming out, and then saying, okay, he did have some votes. Well, yeah, even if he got 8% and there's 500 votes or 300 votes in a town, he's going to have some. It's just baloney. There's a whole bunch of towns. Also, scores of towns will say 500, 600, 300, that'll say other. Just huge percentages. Well, that's Obama. That's, of course, Ron Paul. Going to Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, we'll tell you all about his newsletter and his analysis. Bob, out of the gate, spend a minute, tell folks who you are, your history.
Well, I've been publishing the International Forecast for the last 18 years, and prior to that, for 28 years, I was a stockbroker specializing in gold and silver shares, probably the largest in the world. During that 28-year period, I owned my own brokerage firm. I spent several years in agents for the United States government, and I retired, actually, 20 years ago, and decided that it wasn't the thing for me, so here I am at 73, in the trenches, and I'm loving every bit of it.
Bob, all your training, Army intelligence right through to owning a huge brokerage firm and writing, and I remember back in even the 80s seeing your newsletter around the house and stuff. I mean, it really was the biggest, and now you've got one of the biggest again. All this criminality, was it always there, or is it getting worse, or are we now just exposing it and seeing it for what it is? Because everywhere we look with this Ron Paul thing, it's drug dealers, it's black ops, it's former CIA people. They're running it all. How criminal has the guy? I mean, were they always giving AAA rating to junk, or is this something new?
Well, first of all, the crime has always been with us. I mean, look at the movie The Gangs of New York, and it's just endemic in every society through all history, and it's going to be that way, although it never had the hold on American politics and business that it does today. The arrogance of the insiders, the people who are involved in this corruption and criminality, they just don't care. And the agencies which are supposed to protect us from our enemies, the NSA, the CIA, and even the FBI today, have had some terrible things happen within their ranks. And I think it began during the 1960s to become as deplorable as it is today. You have the evolutionary process of Cuba and going against Fidel Castro, and that grew into Iran-Contra. And during that period, you had this tremendous CIA and government involvement and narcotics trafficking. You had people who were subscribers of mine who have said to me, you know, Bob, you and I, we never did those things when we did that kind of work. We never heard of people doing things like that. I mean, you know, we didn't have torture and on, and we didn't have corruption. I mean, everybody tried to do their job as best they could, and were not interested in those things. They were interested in what you might call the American way.
Yeah, I think the American way went down the toilet a long time ago. Getting into Ron Paul, I talked to you during the break. You are aware of those issues and the things that have happened, Bob. Like you said, they just don't care. How obvious does this have to get?
Well, I think the American people have been hardened to that in a number of other things. They don't know which way to turn. Today, the people who are under 50 have an educational problem to a great extent. They just didn't get the education that older people have gotten. That's just the way the system is. And you have a situation where we've seen elections stolen in America before, and people shrug their shoulders. And I think your take on it is correct. I believe that Ron Paul should go after them, and so should Obama. It looks like they were both cheated out about 22,000 votes each. And that's a ballpark figure off some of the estimates I've seen. And that's a substantial amount of votes. And it would have made Obama the winner over Hillary Clinton. And so I think that they both should pursue the matter to the utmost, perhaps on a criminal basis.
Now, the argument's going to be, oh, that's in the past. No, it's going to keep happening in state after state if they don't make a big stink now.
That's right. I mean, these people don't give up. I mean, we saw the whole group go down to Mexico and steal the election down there.
And that was run out of the U.S. publicly. I mean, the White House and their PR people were down there doing it publicly.
That's right. And, of course, most people don't know what they're doing because they don't know the insidious nature of what's going on.
Now, the Mexicans rioted and burned down large sections of cities and had riots and literally took over. And in Africa right now, in Kenya, they're going crazy. I guess Americans think it's cute to have elections stolen.
I guess so. I if they don't get off their behinds, they're going to end up victims of the Patriot Act. And, anybody who argues goes off to a camp. People like you and I, we don't get that opportunity. We just disappear.
Yeah, it's do or die now in the positions we're in. We've really committed. But I do see a lot of people finally waking up. You know, Americans thought it couldn't happen here, and I think that denial is starting to finally dissipate. I mean, polls show 80%+ know there's election fraud. They just say, what do you do about it? Well, you start complaining. You start going and voting and saying, hey, my vote, it said zero in my precinct, but I voted. And you start suing people, and you start getting aggressive, and you start fighting back, and you start demanding Ron Paul, go public about this. I mean, he at least needs to give a press conference and say, we don't want to see this in the next state.
Well, I agree. And I think another way, too, in the future of handling that is I've been telling my subscribers that I think in the primaries that they should wipe out every one of the incumbents. And because they just won't do what the constituents want them to do, they're totally unresponsive. There's really only one party, and they just ignore what the public wants. So the way to change that is to kick them all out of office and hopefully elect Ron Paul, who really, really understands the problems. I heard a video interview with TheStreet.com this morning that he did, and when it comes to what I do, which is economics and finance, I got to tell you, he knows as much, if not more, than I do. And this is my life's work. So you're working with someone who can really help you.
Yeah, people like Ron Paul don't come along very often. He really is a very quiet genius and reads like two books a day and really studies economics, military history, geography. I mean, you stack him up against these buffoons like Bush who literally can't even string a sentence together. It's a joke.
Well, there's certainly no comparison. And of course, Bush, like many others before him, have been figureheads for the people behind the scenes. But we've got to put a stop to it. And radio programs like this are going a long way to doing that. I think it's very unfortunate. It's probably 25 or 30 or something like that. People like you and I, Alex, who go out on a limb, and I wish there were a lot more of them.
There are more people. There are more that are starting to. It's theinternationalforecaster.com. Big fat link up on Infowars.com. Bob, when we get back, I want to get into what's happening with gold, the economy right now. More on Ron Paul. And at the bottom of the hour, I promise we're going to your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. Bob, what do you see the elite doing right now with the economy? What are the men behind the curtain doing when they start admitting we're going into a serious recession? Like you said, we've already been in one 6 months to a year and a half. What do you think is coming down the pike?
Well, they know that they can't let deflation get a hold on anything. And they saw the big mistake that they made in 29 and 30 by cutting back on money and credit and raising interest rates. So they know that doesn't work because the only reason they got out of the depression of the 30s is they had another war. And this time, they're going to inflate until they can't anymore. And how they're doing that is a number of ways. And they also have to keep the stock market up because it's the only viable investment medium left for them to keep everybody from panicking. Like if the Dow Jones Industrial Average are up from 14,000 to 7,000, which is very probable it could, if they were to allow that, then the public would panic. They're concerned enough as it is now with the value of their homes coming down and the probability that they'll come down much more. And, you know, there's something I want to enter into that thought, and that is, you know, we've all heard about the resets and the subprime and the ALTA loans, and they'll stretch out for the next year and a half, or maybe as long as 2 years. But there is a giant coming behind that, and they'll start hitting in 09 to 012.
Let's talk about that wipeout when it's really going to hit. The things we see now are just the tip of the iceberg. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
I gotta apologize to the Granny Warriors. Got to talking to Bob Chapman. Even forgot they were on the line earlier to talk about it. They're going for a recount. Try to set them up a little bit in the next hour if they can do it to finish up with them, John. Thanks. Hey, this song goes out to that company in New Hampshire involved in the chicanery. You can run on for a long time. Well, my good going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I mean, in layman's terms, what does it mean when gold hits 900 as it went up to today? What does it mean when states like Florida and others start saying, hey, we want our investments back. You defrauded us. Our contract says only AAA. You sold us a bunch of garbage. I mean, just a fraud. And then now the credit cards are coming due. All this, and you're right, I've looked at the numbers, just a layman can look at them and see that you think it's bad this year, next year, the next. It only gets worse and worse with this bubble. What do you see happening?
Well, as I said at the break, we get a year and a half to two on the subprime ultra loans to the downside, and then we got the pick and pays coming after that, which will last all the way to 2012, and they are far worse than the subprime ultra problem.
Explain what a subprime is. Explain what a subprime is versus a pick and pay. I mean, talk to us like we're morons, because I mean, you know, it's important.
Well, what they are is option loans where instead of making a $3,100 a month payment, let's say, on an ARM, then you'd pay only $1,900 on a pick and pay, but the difference is tacked on to the back of the loan. So that you have a bigger loan balance
balloon
5 years hence than you started with. And if the price of homes go up, it's okay. If the price of homes go down, it's disastrous. And that's what we're looking into. And they, at the Federal Reserve in Washington, who started this whole thing, the fraud goes all the way from the Fed to the lenders to the mortgage originators to the appraisers to the agents. And 85% of the people who receive subprime and ultra loans falsify their applications, so they all committed fraud.
Now, we know that in 93, they went from fractional reserve banking, 10-to-1 leveraging, and banks creating new banks and letting them leverage out, to just now setting up a few, quote, watchdogs that the industry controlled, saying that they would then certify corporate securities and paper. Can you put that in layman's terms? Because we entered a new phase in the last 15 years, didn't we, Bob?
We did, and the real difference was the abolition of the Glass-Steagall Act, which put a Chinese wall between brokerage and banks. And this was one of the great problems that happened during the early 1930s, that along with trusts and what the Federal Reserve did to turn the financial system in America upside down. So what they did is around 98, they changed the legislation and did away with Glass-Steagall. So the brokerage houses and the banks got together again. And now, as an extension of that, we have what you just talked about in real estate, which was to revive the economy after the stock market collapsed in 2000. And so the next step was to try to extricate themselves from this morass they created in order to keep the economy going. And what they did was, as you said, they took and called triple B paper, triple A paper. These are bonds with mortgages inside of them. And so what they did is they sold them to other professionals throughout the world. And that's why the problem's so bad. They thought dispersing the losses would be a good idea and no one would get hurt too bad, you know, a billion here, a billion there. It didn't work out that way. Everybody's mad at them. None of the banks will lend to each other.
There's a loss of trust.
It's still frozen.
There's a loss of trust. Is it spin by the Financial Times of London, who I found to be the most honest? They still lie and deceive, but from my experience, I found it to be, you know, really where the elite communicate with each other, that there are higher-level central banks and families that started all this. And 2 years ago, Bilderberg did report that they wanted to pop the real estate bubble so they could have a consolidation. But now the Financial Times says that the elite, and they openly say it, that the big banks are doing this, have overdone it and are now endangering the entire system. Dr. Paul Craig Robertson said that as well. Do you think that's propaganda, or have they actually lost control?
They've lost control. And the bigger banks and the brokerage houses, many of them are on the edge of bankruptcy. And if you noticed, Merrill Lynch and Citigroup are going back to the trough for more money.
Stay there. I want to completely reduce it down to the basics. Your predictions, your crystal ball, which has been unfortunately very accurate, what you see in the next 6 months, 12 months, 24 months, 36 months. He is a real live expert. He's Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNlive.com to order online now.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. About to go back to Bob Chapman, then Joe, Jeremy, Craig, Jeff, Mike, and many others that are patiently holding. Also, Ron Paul recaps huge breaking news. The guy, second command at the company who actually deals with the data cards, is a convicted narcotics trafficker. And that's up on Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com right now. Exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. We brought it here yesterday, but said the big news was coming today. It is. It looks like more towns are confirming. The news is now reporting that, oh, they did say zero, but Ron Paul really got some votes. This is amazing. You know there's fraud, concerted fraud, when Ron Paul only gets half of the votes that the poll showed he was going to get. Same thing with Barack Obama. He was like 20 points, 15 points, depending on the poll against Hillary, and then he loses by 5. That's a 20-point spread difference from the poll. That don't happen to use that ain't going to happen, to use the commoner vernacular. Before we go back to Bob Chapman, if you want to know how deep the rabbit hole really goes, and you want to wake people up, and you want to be able to hand friends and family something that'll really get them dialed into reality, and you want to hurt the New World Order, and you want to do something about what's happening, PrisonPlanet.tv. Online video in quality almost as good as DVD. It looks like broadcast television. It is so clear, so crisp. You can download them, burn them to disc, DVD, and give them to people. All 18 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, in-studio video interviews, special reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, my weekly news program that you could used to only get in Austin. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's a nexus point, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. This month, get 5 months free. You can go there right now and get 5+ months. Comes up to 5.3 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get a membership. It takes about a minute to sign up with your, just create your own username and passcode, and you're in. And frankly, I don't care. We have even bigger, better servers now, content distribution network. You can share it with a few people. I just want to get the information out. And super fast downloads and streams, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, it's not just great info. I have now actually 13 employees. That's unlucky. I better hire another one. But I'm not too superstitious, though. But you won't see any horseshoes around my house that are pointing down. Okay, I'm joking. The point is, you need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership, because your sponsorship, your support of us makes this all possible, and it's pretty expensive to run the operation we've got now. That's why it's getting more and more effective, because it's focused and we're attacking the New World Order here. Also, you can get card copies of all the DVDs, books, videos, the best stuff we produce, the stuff we carry is the best stuff out there at PrisonPlanet.com. Order online. Get it shipped right to your door, UPS. We have great customer service now, everything. We just really got a great crew here now. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right, going back to Bob Chapman as quickly as possible, Bob, because I want to go to these calls. We're really honored to have you. Folks can go to theinternationalforecaster.com, get a free copy, or they can subscribe. Well worth it. This is not baloney or bull. There's a lot of it out there. I'm telling you, this guy's got his head screwed on straight in a big way and knows what he's talking about. You can't get better info unless it's from Ron Paul. And Ron Paul can't do this full time, so we got Bob Chapman. Bob, in a nutshell, how do you see the breaks? I know you don't like to make predictions, but you have made them. They have come true. What do you see happening next 12, next 24? How high is gold going to go? Give us your breakdown.
Well, over the next 2 years, gold should go to 3,000 based upon real inflation since 1980 up until now. The official figure is around 2,286, but the official figures are baloney and in plain English. And so that's where gold's going. Silver will be over $100 an ounce. But I think that'll take a couple of years unless extraordinary things happen. And so with that said, if we wait 2 years, we're going to have all kinds of inflation in between, and that's going to have to be tacked on to gold and silver. So what gold would use it as a benchmark, you could be looking at $5,000 or $6,000 an ounce. We just don't know yet. Now, as far as the markets are concerned, between now and the election, I see a trading on the Dow Jones Industrial Average somewhere between 10 and 14,000. It'll be all over the place. The United States government, through the Plunge Protection Team, which is a working group in financial markets, and the Federal Reserve will be in, as they have been, manipulating markets every day.
Bernanke just gave a speech, as you know, 10 minutes ago, and admitted they're going to dump unlimited amounts of money. If it takes $20 billion a day on the market, they're going to do that. But for listeners that don't know, that's robbing you when they do that, robbing Peter to pay Paul for the illusion of the stock market, which is really at, what, about $6,000 per dollar value, correct?
Yeah, and so what is the solution to that? The solution is you must have, if you have money, you must have gold and silver related assets of some kind. It's the only place where you're going to be able to offset the losses that you're going to take on the price of your home, the value of your business, etc. And so this is extremely important.
Bob, what happens? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, we've gotten everybody out of the stock market with the exception of a few oil stocks and gold and silver stocks. And I tell people and have for some time who are subscribers to get out of the market. If you don't have the ability to go into gold and silver related assets because you're tied into some sort of a pension plan, at least get into a money market fund as the best of the worst.
Now, if the stock market is to drop, if that final illusion implodes, then you will have the unraveling of all the pension funds that predominantly have already been sucked dry. Correct me if I'm wrong anywhere. And then if you put it all end to end, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, a top, listed as one of the top 10 economists alive, do you agree with his analysis that what he calls fiscal Armageddon, total unraveling, literally to a barter level? I mean, he says it'll make the Great Depression literally look like heaven.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's right, and you've got to prepare for that. And so your key is gold and silver, and then you go off and do the other things, the filters, the water, the generators, the food, the weapons. You've got to have them all because you're going to need them unless we can change the course of Washington by electing Ron Paul and getting rid of Congress.
Is that why
we have
the elite...
an outside chance there if we can do that?
Is that why the elite, Bob, in your opinion, are accelerating the police state setup as if that's going to somehow suppress? I mean, these Lexus-driving yuppies, I'm not bashing if you drive a Lexus, but, you know, these people leveraged out, acting like they're rich, the nouveau riche, million-dollar house, $100,000 car, liposuction, the fancy golf course membership, but they're not really wealthy. And, frankly, most of these yuppies that act like they are, we all know aren't, and the numbers show that. In the Great Depression, still 80% of the country was rural. They knew how to take care of themselves, and there was still a huge uptick in crime. If we have a depression, it's going to be lawless Armageddon from what I've seen societally from a sociological perspective.
Absolutely. And that's why Ron Paul and changing Congress is so important. It's our last shot. If it's not there, it's in the streets. And these people at the Federal Reserve and in Washington and Wall Street, they want to extrapolate. They want to extend out what's going on here as long as possible so it will not be discovered what they've done. And that's what they're doing right now. That's why the interest rates are going down. And my figures show M3, which is no longer published, at 17.5%. I'm only one of three people who publish it that I know of.
Now, explain what M3 is.
11.6%.
11.6. Now, a lot of people say that's low. They say it's at really 15 per year. You're saying 11?
Yeah, we can pretty well codify that. And the same with the money and credit figures.
Okay, what's going to happen to those on fixed incomes? You've got about 25% of the public, and that's getting bigger every year with the baby boomers retiring, 20, 30% of the public, depending on the breaks. I see all these old folks now back working at jobs. I mean, 85-year-old women. I mean, this is incredible. And I talk to them, and they go, yeah, my check won't pay for it anymore. They paid into Social Security their whole life. They're being told that inflation's at 2% a year. It's really over 10% compounded the last 4 years, so they've lost 40% of their check. My God, what are they going to do, Bob?
I expect what will happen is that the Dow, or the market, could go down to 4,000. And if that happens, all the pension funds are not going to be able to pay what they're supposed to pay. And that means that we're looking at perhaps a one-third payout on their pension plans. In other words, if you were getting $1,000 a month, then you get $300. And I expect at the same time, they would probably arbitrarily in Washington cut Social Security by two-thirds as well. So I tell subscribers two things. If you're over 60, reinvent yourself every day. If you're 65, do not retire unless you're ill. You work as long as you can.
Well, I mean, I know a lot of people who had a few $100,000. They thought they could retire, live in a little house, and 5, 6 years has gone by, and they're broke, and they're not living a fancy lifestyle, Bob.
No, you're right, and it's going to get worse. And I don't know what they're going to do. Nowadays, usually the grandparents are helping the parents. Well, the parents are going to have to turn around and help the grandparents because their sources of income are going to dry up to an extent.
What do you think all of the yuppies and the people that run around acting like they're rich and are all maxed out, what are they going to do when they're completely broke?
Suicide for a good part of them. They've never had a bad day in their life.
Well, we saw that in 29, didn't we?
Absolutely. And most of it was done with, the upper echelon of society. And, people are not going to be able to handle it. They're in debt up to their eyeballs, just like the government and corporate America. I mean, there's no way it can be paid off. The dollar's headed down. It's down again today as gold is up. And the dollar on the USDX, which is the dollar index, which is six other currencies versus the dollar on a weighted basis, is selling for about 75.90 right now. I see that, which was 1,100 four or five years ago, I see that going down to anywhere between 40 and 55. And Ron Paul said the other day it could get down to zero. So you don't want to be in dollar-denominated assets. You want to be in gold and silver-denominated assets.
Yeah, you know, I would like to be happy that gold went up and happy we were right, Bob, but I'm not happy. It's a hollow victory. I feel horrible. I'm totally upset. I'm worried because I coldly analyze it, and I think people tuning in think we're even I don't think they understand, Bob. We can't explain to them. When somebody like Dr. Roberts, the father of Reaganomics, the head of the Treasury, comes on here, and I said, really horrible depression? He said, no, barter. Total breakdown, total global disintegration. If the U.S. bubble pops, it's going to. You already see the pound dropping. People are like, well, how can we be getting weak and they're getting weaker? Well, that's global inflation. I mean, I just don't think the listeners realize, Bob, what we're talking about here.
No, and the only currency that could possibly hold up among all of them is the Swiss franc. It's not backed by gold, and essentially none of them are for all intents and purposes. And the Swiss franc, the Swiss people do have enough gold to back it if they wanted to. And so if you have to have a currency, that's the one. And, you know, I know the mentality. I went to school there. I lived in Switzerland for 3 years. I lived in Europe for 7 years and on and on. So I know how these people think. So as far as currency is concerned, that's the only one.
You know, the Swiss have got it figured out. Really classy folks over there, and now they're trying to disarm them as well. So what type of Swiss denomination? Are you talking about actual currency or bearer bonds or what?
I would get Swiss franc government bonds. They yield about 1.8%. You can get them through big brokerage houses. It's not the yield that you're interested in. It's the preservation of your capital. There are people out there who have enough money that they don't want everything in gold and silver-related assets, so they do go to that. But I don't have too many of them. But I do get questions every day on it.
Now, I looked at the Swiss bonds. There's different types. What specifically? The currency bond? Which one are you talking about?
Just the bonds that are issued by the Swiss government.
And what year bonds would you buy?
Well, they come in all sizes. I mean, you can get one for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years.
But I'm asking, which one would you get? A grouping of them?
I don't think the yield's important, so I would go out at least 3 years.
Yeah. Okay, let's try to jam some of your calls in, folks. Joe
and incidentally, you can sell them anytime you want.
Absolutely. Joe in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Bob Chapman, talking about Ron Paul, the economy, all of it.
I got three quick points I'm going to try and get on and off because I know you got a lot of listeners. First of all, I have about $30,000 in an annuity, and I'm trying to get, my guy won't even take it out and put it into any gold or silver. I've been trying to get him to.
Fire him.
Well, yeah, well, I don't even know how to do it. So
liquidate the money and buy a physical asset yourself. Bob, you agree with that statement?
Absolutely.
Where would I do that, actually?
Well,
you terminate the annuity, take the money, and use Midas.
Cool. The second comment was about the Ron Paul thing. I watched those debates when they had that, and they absolutely made him look like a fool and a mockery, and I felt really bad for him, but you're right, he's spot on. And my other comment was about this thing with Iran, the farce, what I call it. I do believe that was staged, but my question about this is, do you think that President Bush could conceivably construct something like another 9/11 to usher in martial law before he leaves office?
That is always in the cards. Why do you think they're over there stirring stuff up, trying to provoke things right now? Bob Chapman?
I agree.
Thank you.
I think that was a false flag operation the other day in the Persian Gulf.
Caller, I just lost your audio.
I'm here.
Okay, finish up.
I'm here. I was listening to the Iranian guy, and never, when you hear about these attacks, They never say, we are going to bomb. So it was
I hear you. I appreciate your call. Okay, Jeremy in Los Angeles, California. Jeremy, you're on the air with Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Go ahead.
Thanks a lot. Hey, both my wife and I are Ron Paul supporters. You know, we've donated to the campaign. The kids are wearing little shirts and the whole deal. But I do have to say, just as important as this recount goes, and I'm with you, I think that they definitely should put the funds into it and go for it. However, Arianna Huffington, Matt Drudge, ran that story for quite a while. Arianna Huffington did for over 24 hours, ran that story from the New Republic. And I think it's incumbent that Ron Paul, not just a statement on his website, but he has to get out in front of this stupid thing with his newsletter. Because I got to tell you, there's a lot of ignorant people out there, and I got his sticker on the back of my truck. And I don't want people to think that my family is a bunch of racist
pigs. No, I hear you. So you have to get past that political correctness. They use that as imperial conditioning. It's literal. Number one, he had like 8 different newsletters, and now it's coming out that some of these he didn't even look at or read. Okay, it's made up bull. We have to stop caring. It's a bunch of bull. He didn't lose in New Hampshire because of that stupid story. That is pure bull.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Gold had hit 900.
About a lucky man who made the grade.
And there'd been a new Gulf of Tonkin.
And though the news was rather sad.
And the face scanning cameras are going up.
Well,
the government's recruiting the preachers to tell their parishioners to hand their guns in.
I saw the photograph.
Let me tell you a story. In 1998, during the Texas legislative session, This was picked up even by the NRA website. Or was it 2000? I forget. No, it was 98. I caught bribery on tape. The ethics committee got involved. People got involved. The state police got involved. And then people had to resign. A bunch of stuff happened. And the Statesman called me. And the guy gets on the phone. And he goes, those were black guys being paid the money that you found and being paid outside. And if those were white guys, would you have shown it? And I said, yes, yeah, not about that. They testified. They were paid to testify, and that's illegal, and they were paid to go up there and act like gang members, and actually that was racist to make blacks look bad. And the guy said, no, I think you're a racist. And it wasn't a black guy, by the way. It was a white guy, of course. They use it as a political weapon. And I said, but, sir, you have no evidence. You're just saying that. I caught a white guy paying black guys off to go testify and talk about how dangerous they were with guns and how we need to restrict guns. And I said, how could you bring race into this? And the paper had me in there. Alex Jones attacked innocent black men. Sure, they were being paid off, and the committee says it's illegal, but it's all right. Jones might not like blacks. I mean, just get over it. Stop letting them lead you around by the nose by this stuff. Who cares? Get past it. It's a joke. You know, the illegal aliens can, with TV stations can put up 600-and-something billboards saying L.A. is now Mexico, and that's okay. But then Ron Paul had all these gold companies and stuff and had all these newsletters. Some of them he didn't even read. The people that own them have gone public on that. And now he's blamed for it. Bob Chapman, you want to comment? And then the comments aren't even, they're taken out of context. They're not even bad themselves. Bob?
Well, it's what you have to put up with when you're dealing with the kind of people you're dealing with in elections. And it goes on in corporate America as well. And you just, the best way to neutralize those situations is confront them immediately and answer the questions. And that's what he's done.
Well, the New Republic's going to get sued, too. And I know they're liars because he did this trick in the article, and I've got it here in the stack. And by lying, he says, Jones believes that the elite will become cyborgs and fly through outer space. No, I say they're a bunch of nuts, and that the transhumanists who are eugenicists have said that, and those are quotes. So, see, I didn't say that. He didn't say Ray Kurzweil says. He says, I believe, and then takes excise quotes and puts them together. Now, what is that called, Bob?
Plagiarism?
Yeah, I've just had enough.
Lying?
I've just had enough. Bob, I know you're really busy, but I want to take a few more calls. Can you stay with us about 10 minutes, 20 minutes in the next hour?
No problem.
Okay, great. Let's try to jam one more in here before we go to break. Chris in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Craig. By the way, I'm a graduate, master's of government training camp from Ivy League University, and I've read all the New Republics. New Republic, they stupefy people. Walter Lippmann wrote Public Opinion, Phantom Republic. He knew all about saying things like they just did with race, just to stupefy the public for social control. And look what they said about the CFR. They said it didn't exist. I had to read things from foreign relations in order to get my master's. And quite frankly, the trilateral CFR, what's really behind it is Howard Stern, the king of all media. Baba Booey, Howard Stern. Baba Booey,
that's
Baba
funny.
Booey.
Well, I'm glad I appreciate your call, sir. That's just ultra-mindless. But that's a good good thing, I mean, for you to do there, sir. As if that hurts me to be Baba Booey. That is just hilarious. You're going to be saying Baba Booey when New York tears itself apart when there's a depression, little boy. So you've been trained to be a child.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.